AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. There are a lot of glum faces in Brazil, a lot of smiles in Croatia after their team beat Brazil to advance to the semifinals at the World Cup. The final score 4-2 in a penalty shootout. Croatia will next face either Argentina or the Netherlands. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema is leaving the Democratic Party. She'll identify herself as an independent. It still gives Democrats a razor-thin majority in the Senate. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is confident Sinema will still work with them.
Because she has voted with the president 93% of the time, because she has worked with us on key priorities of this administration.
With American basketball player Brittany Griner now home from Russia, Jean-Pierre was asked about talks to free another American, Paul Whelan.
I don't want to get into any specifics about negotiations as we continue to have those conversations to secure Paul.
A judge dismissed criminal charges against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in the Flint water crisis. The Michigan Supreme Court had said indictments returned by a one-person grand jury were invalid. Snyder was charged with two misdemeanor counts of misconduct in office.
I want to come here today to apologize. To say, I'm sorry and I will fix this.
Flint's water became tainted with lead after city managers appointed by Snyder began using the Flint River in 2014 to save money. The government says wholesale prices rose more than 7% in November, a fifth straight slowdown, a hopeful sign inflation pressures across the economy are continuing to cool. The Biden administration is accusing Russia of moving to provide advanced military assistance to Iran. This is advisor John Kirby.
This is a full-scale defense partnership that is harmful, as I said, to Ukraine, to Iran's neighbors, and quite frankly, to the international community.
This is AP News. Republican organizers are starting to reconsider resistance to mail-in ballots. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Got to be careful with those ballots. Watch those ballots.
When former President Donald Trump condemned mail-in voting in 2020, conservatives began to shy away from it.
There are unsolicited millions being sent to everybody.
But Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel said on Fox News this week that Republican voters need to cast ballots early. Beyond the challenges of COVID-19, ballot glitches, long lines, or bad weather on Election Day, giving Democrats a multi-week jump on voting makes it more difficult for Republican candidates to catch up. In Georgia's Senate runoff, Democrat Raphael Warnock topped Herschel Walker by an almost 2-to-1 ratio in mailed ballots. Tea Party organizer Debbie Dooley is a Trump loyalist, but says the midterms were the last straw. The GOP has got to put a priority on competing with Democrats from the start, she says, and beat them at their own game. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.